Hey guys, just before the episode kicks off, I wanted to let you all know the audio is not quite what it has been on previous episodes. We're trying to record this remotely, so we're still learning and figuring it out, but it can only get better. So this is a really good episode. I hope you stick around and enjoy it. Peace.
Welcome to the first remote podcast episode for Under the Sun. This is a little different for all of us, but even though we're in different places, we're still going to continue this podcast. Yeah. So if you follow our Instagram, you'll see that we recently created a website. So it's a huge thank you to Connor for really taking the initiative on that and putting it together for us. So I think he can talk a little bit more about it and just kind of what's going to be on there and what we plan on doing with it. So,
yeah. Okay. So I apologize, you know, in the future, if this sounds a little spotty or a little laggy, like Keith said, we're trying something new here. So, you know, stand with us. It'll only get better, I hope. As far as the website, like Keith said, if you follow our Instagram, you know that we officially released Under the Sun website. I'm really excited for this. It took a lot of time and effort. We have different pages. So we have a shop now where you can get some Under the Sun merchandise, to rep, you know, your favorite podcast. We also have a artist spotlight where hopefully weekly, monthly, whenever we update it, you know, we'll have a featured artist, that we're currently listening to and enjoying. Tofik had a good idea for a look back lens type thing. What do you want to talk a little bit about that, Tofik?
Sure. So what look back lens is, it's like an idea where we look back at some of the music, books, TV shows, movies, or really anything that we feel has like aged just like fine wine or has gone under the radar. So like the other day I was listening to 808s and Heartbreaks, and I was thinking to myself, wow, this is a great album. Like, it doesn't get talked enough anymore, just because of how like crazy Kanye can be sometimes. But that's in all honesty what I think is a great album. So I was like, you know, when we start Look Back Lens, I think I'll start like my first entry would be on 808s and Heartbreaks. And then from there, we can put our favorite books that we read when we were younger, or favorite movies, TV shows.
Yeah, I really like artists. This idea.
Yeah, so any old artists that we liked when we were younger, or are like kind of not as well known now, but were more well known earlier in our lives or before.
Yeah, I think this is a cool idea. You know, the website's just kind of another opportunity to post about, you know, movie reviews, film, video games, kind of whatever strikes our fancy. And hopefully I'm trying to look into like a forum based, like page so that people could put their own reviews and stuff and post like, almost like YouTube comments and kind of like give recommendations and stuff for us to check out or talk about. But again, that's going to take more time and more learning how to do it, before I can take that off the ground. But yeah, big things coming in the future. So check out our website at underthesunctk.com if you haven't, and you know, give us some feedback. Let us know what you want to see on the website. Yeah, that's all.
We've got a couple things up there right now. We've got like our team member like bios, and we've got a couple of the artist spotlight things up right now. So it kind of gives you like a idea of what it'll look like. So
yeah,
I mean, it's got some stuff on there. It's not just like a blank website right now. So, but you know, hopefully we maintain it and then keep it up to date. So
yeah,
we'll do our best for you guys. As you can see from our success with the podcast, we should be on the road to keeping a website up to date as well.
Yeah. Well, I think it's easier on winter break. Like, now that we have the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about this, you know, off camera, but now that we have the time to, you know, do these more, build upon these projects that we already have and kind of, you know, expand what we have now. it's a good opportunity now that we're not busy with school and finals and all that stuff. But
yeah, there's so much to talk about and everything. I think one thing we should talk about is kind of the whole like HBO Max, Warner Brothers.
Yeah,
thing
yeah.
That's been going on. That's kind of crazy. Like I haven't read much into it. I just know a lot of like the directors and everything are, and actors and actresses are upset with their movies going straight to like a streaming platform. Like I understand like how it's great. It seems great. Like from HBO's like perspective of just like, oh, we can put all this on here. You know, we'll get more like streams, and also like, oh, people will be able to have like a month to watch this movie. But I also understand like if you were a director and how you, if you worked hard on something, you would want it to be in theaters, but even that's not like viable right now because I mean, yeah, still a lot of theaters like aren't open. And while I think all three of us like are huge movie geeks, so we love going to the theater. I remember maybe our first or second episode, we talked about like how we went to that early premiere for Knives Out, and that was so cool. And like, I miss being able to go to the theater with my friends. So
yeah,
I think it's just all kind of like a time thing. But the whole HBO thing is pretty crazy because they've got a lot of big movies coming out, and none of them are going to be going to theaters, if I'm correct on that. Except for maybe Wonder Woman, maybe. I don't know. Have any of you guys read up on like?
Yeah, what's going on? I was going to refer to Tofik on this one.
I just know like someone was like possibly getting like sued just because of like.
Oh, what?
I don't remember. Yeah, it was like one of the production companies.
So, over the transfer. Or?
Yeah, I think it's something with this is like it's like a week old, so I don't really remember much, but I do remember reading something on like a Variety article or something where it was like one of the production companies was gonna sue like Warner Brothers. I couldn't remember exactly what for, but it's something with the movies.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know, Tofik, do you remember?
On the HBO deal, a lot of the stars and directors are mad because they never got any further. Like, they didn't get any early indication that was happening. So Gal Gadot, Patty Jenkins, everyone involved with Wonder Woman 1984 knew in advance what was going to happen with that movie. Gal Gadot ended up getting paid $10 million for it being moved to HBO Max. And I think the setup they're going for, Max, is like drop the movie during the first month the movie would open in theaters. So then people can view it on HBO for that month and then take it off afterwards. And then if theaters are a little better in the US, they can watch it there, or international markets, they can watch it in theaters is gotcha. The idea. And I'm trying to remember. There was like so many like people who are annoyed with this. The production company suing Warner Brothers though, sent them the legal papers at least, was Legendary.
I forgot the name.
Yeah, they were in charge of Dune, which is the big sci-fi movie starring Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya. The director also wrote in, I think it was Variety, about how he found out about the movie being moved on to Max like everyone else on the internet. So, yeah, a lot of directors and actors aren't happy about it. And
oh, we know this Christopher is really... Nolan is pissed. He's mad.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm mad, too. We saw his movie, and I'm confused.
Oh, Tenet? Yeah.
I could barely hear a thing in his movie.
Oh, yeah. We saw Tenet at a drive-in theater. Probably not the best way to view that film.
Yeah, but apparently Warner Brothers told him. Apparently Warner Brothers also told him, you know, hey, Chris, like, we can't really hear anything. And, you know, if they can't hear it, then who can? And he apparently just, like, brushed them off. So it was like, oh.
Well, I remember when we saw that. That was really cool because I think for maybe both of you, that was like your first drive-in.
Yeah.
And I can't remember it. I think it might have been Timmy's first drive-in too. And I'd just been to one before. But it's so funny, like, how Connor had to keep turning on Timmy's car. Like, the whole thing would shut off and we couldn't hear the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And even with the volume on, it was like I still had no idea what was going on.
That movie was crazy. So funny watching. Like, if you haven't seen Tenet, I would highly recommend it, watching it with a group of people. Because watching, like me being confused and then turning and looking at you guys, and I'm like, do you have any idea what's going on? And he's like, no clue.
No.
I'm pretty sure at one point, like, Keith looked at me like an hour and a half in the movie. He's like, do you know what's happening right now? And I'm like, no idea. Like, I don't know what's going on.
I tried in the beginning. I tried. And I thought the first, like, 30 minutes, I was like, okay, I kind of get it. And then it just kind of went off. I had no idea.
The moment that I lost grasp of what was happening was at the end when they were fighting nobody.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, the whole inverted fight time reverse people battle. And the – I don't even know. Like, the team whole fight A and scene. B.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, one militia was moving forward and the other was moving backwards through time. But it never showed who they were fighting. I don't know.
But so that movie is like a big reason why Warner Brothers made the whole decision to move it onto like movies in the HBO Max. Because that movie cost so much to make.
I think it made 100 million or something.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Well, I just hope that like the art of going to the theater and like that whole like premiering at like a movie theater and the whole like art of that isn't lost through this transfer.
Oh, it's so fun. I love going to a theater.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Especially with like a group of friends and then everyone around you also like hasn't seen the movie. It's a great experience. Like seeing a horror movie in a theater like that is so fun too. That's everyone screaming. I love that.
Or Marvel or Star Wars, like some big release that where you know everybody's a fan. Yeah.
Rise of Skywalker.
Where you guys remember when we saw like Avengers and everyone started
cheering
when like Tom Holland was on the screen?
Yeah.
Great time.
It annoys me, the cheering and stuff, but also like that energy is so unique to movie theaters.
I'd do anything to have it back.
I know. I don't know. I just hope that's not lost with the streaming stuff, because I could definitely see movies in the future just coming out on streaming services. I mean, Netflix is kind of already doing that. Hulu and all them.
I've been seeing a lot of like commercials like for Netflix movies. They're making a ton of like new movies. There's like one with Daniel Kaluuya, I think, maybe. I don't know.
There's one with Chadwick Boseman.
Or maybe that's what it was. I can't remember. But I know they have like a ton of movies coming out on that, so that's crazy.
Yeah.
But
they just released they just released a new movie that's supposed to be like Oscar contender. It's called Mank. It's about the guy who helped write Citizen Kane.
I've seen the trailer for that. I still need to watch like Citizen Kane.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
It's Mank is directed by David Fincher, known for The Social Network, Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Fight Club 7, and starring Gary Oldman, amongst others. The only noteworthy thing about it is that it's pretty fun to say Mank. I haven't seen it.
We're all just hyped for Tom and Jerry, right?
Of course. Wait, what do we think? What go around? Flop or success?
Tom and
Jerry. I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'll watch it. I mean, I think watching it's gonna be awesome, but like I don't think it's gonna do that well. It looks so weird.
It looks very. I get like goosebumps thinking about animation mixed with real life.
Oh, it's so weird.
Like I think about that with the Smurfs.
Oh.
that style.
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, that style guys, freaks me out.
Have you guys seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I might stay away from that.
maybe for the best.
Wait. Hey, at least the one thing I really respect is when that Sonic movie, they got roasted for how Sonic looked, and then they went back and like changed him. I respect that so much. That's
me
so
too.
Cool.
That actually ended up like I feel like promoting the movie.
Oh yeah, I still haven't seen it though. But
I haven't seen it either, but
yeah,
I heard like the movie did like decently well.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I think it performed better than expected. because of the change in animation style, I guess.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey.
I was trying to think.
Keith, did you end up watching sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Did you end up watching the documentary on Netflix with Jim Carrey?
No, I haven't. I haven't finished Yes Man yet. I still haven't finished that movie. And I don't know if I'm a yes man. Definitely not. But that's a weird movie, at least so far. I'm like 30 minutes in and it's already like super weird.
He says yes and everything, right?
Where he like drives the homeless man to the park. I love that scene. That's funny.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
Really?
I like Jim Carrey when he gets kind of eccentric like that, which he's known to do. That's when he kind of starts to lose me. Like, I like his performance in Truman Show and, you know,
Eternals.
That's the one.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I watched that. Now, that is a really good movie.
Yeah.
I love that. That's really cool. And I was watching some other movie, and there was like a – oh, I think it was I think it was Knocked Up. And I think when Seth Rogen, like, finally gets on his feet in that movie at the end, like, his new, like, condo he buys or whatever, he has, like, an Eternal Sunshine poster on his wall, which is pretty cool. But, yeah.
Nice little
I don't really recommend watching that movie. But, hey, it has the poster in it. But
hey, come on. We're not strangers to Seth Rogen films.
Oh, yeah. God. We should mention how we decided to go on a huge – bad comedy movie run towards the end of the school year. That was very exciting.
We had a week where we only watched Seth Rogen movies. No, more than a week.
We watched both Neighbors movies. We tried to watch that end. Like end of the end. Yeah, this is the end.
This is the end.
Yeah, we didn't make that through that one, I don't think.
Yeah.
Watch Kicking and Screaming.
Oh yeah. That was
a good movie. I like that movie.
I like that one.
That's a dumb comedy. That's pretty good. I don't know what else.
Yeah. Oh, what about all right, we should talk about the Disney Investor Day.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Wow. Yeah.
Lots to unpack.
Now, I haven't read like anything about the Star Wars stuff. And mainly because like I didn't really watch The Mandalorian or whatever, so I was like, I don't know, I just like, I like the movies, but I don't know about the shows, but the Marvel shows and movies I was excited about, so
I'm excited for both.
That was my focus.
Yeah, I think they'll it's so funny to go from, you know, this COVID state of not getting movies, not getting, you know, TV shows, delay after delay after delay, to all of a sudden like big names like Marvel and Star Wars dropping like 10 shows each. Like, that's so crazy to go from nothing to so much.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just funny. Mm-hmm. I feel like overwhelmed.
Oh yeah, totally. I'm so excited about the Loki show. Cause I love Loki.
That trailer looks great.
Yeah. That's really
cool. Same with WandaVision.
WandaVision. Yeah.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Right?
Yeah. That's WandaVision. January.
Yeah, WandaVision comes out in January.
All right.
I think I'm most excited for that one.
Yeah.
The new trailer for Falcon and Winter Soldier was pretty good too. It kind of felt like a movie. Like the trailer looked like it should be a movie, but
I mean, it
looks pretty good. A lot of action though. But the WandaVision show will be very interesting, I think. So
my only concern with the TV shows is that like, I had this thought when they came out with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever that show was or is. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
When they came out with it runs on ABC.
Yeah. When they came out with that show, I was like, I was kind of concerned because I thought, like, do I have to watch the show to understand like the next step in the movies and stuff? Like, I don't want to feel obligated to watch a show so that I know what's happening at the movie. I don't know. I'm not going to complain that much because it's more to watch, which I'm happy about. But
yeah,
I don't know, for like the everyday viewer. might be.
Yeah, right. I feel like a lot of people are on like kind of what you're thinking about. Like they like just going, seeing movies
right.
that relate, and they're like, I don't want to get Disney Plus and watch the show.
Yeah.
I kind of get what you're saying there. And it makes sense. I mean, I think maybe for like Disney, it's like maybe a way to make more money and get more attention is definitely by just like, oh yeah, this all goes runs together. So you have to see the movies and our shows. But I mean, it will be cool. Like I'll still definitely watch the shows because I have high hopes for those. So,
Yeah,
I mean, it is interesting to see how the shows and the movies will be going together.
Right.
So. Yeah, and streamers are constantly trying to find new ways to like milk the cow. So, like Keith said, with their like Disney making these Star Wars and Marvel shows, like let's be honest, did we ever really need 10 of each?
To be right.
Or like needed? No, like no one's gonna go and be like, yeah, I'm gonna watch these 10 Marvel shows, these 10 Star Wars shows in this order. No, it's like a way Disney to go. And like milk their cow and go people in because if like Falcon Disney and Winter Soldier doesn't appeal to you, you can watch WandaVision. If that doesn't appeal to you, watch the Loki.
Groot,
baby Groot, the holiday special, like the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. That's gonna be very entertaining.
2023 or whatever. Oh come on, man!
That's when the third movie comes out too.
Like all this, because I love Guardians of the Galaxy. That's
good stuff.
I love that, and it's like, oh no! You're waiting. Like,
when's Thor years. Love and Thunder? What's the date on that?
Is that 22?
Probably.
That's
like I know they started filming in Australia.
That's gonna be great. I'm excited for
that. All right, Taika. All right, I'm excited for that. Christian Bale.
Oh
yeah. He either died a hero or became the, what was the quote?
The
either
villain,
die a hero.
Or see yourself long enough and become the villain or something like that.
Yeah, that one.
He became
the villain. I mean, it happened.
Yep.
Wait, do you guys like know about like the Star Wars shows and stuff they're adding, right?
A little bit, yeah.
I'm watching the Clone Wars right now.
Do any of the Star Wars shows sound good that are like supposed to be coming out? Okay, I don't even like know any. I haven't read anything about it. So
Ahsoka show, the Lando Calrissian show sounds really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Like Keith, I've only really seen the movies. I'm starting to watch the Clone Wars TV show, to try to get educate myself a little bit more on the lore. But I mean, I'm excited for the shows.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just more content.
To forget about the trilogy, the end of it. Rise of Skywalker. I need to forget about it.
As far as I'm concerned, there's only the original and prequels.
Guys, but I do really want to rewatch Rogue One.
That was the only good Disney movie, Star Wars movie.
Yeah, Rogue One was great. I enjoyed it. The trilogy was a little bit of a miss. I think we talked about it on an earlier episode.
We did. If you go back on our Instagram and you look at the video of the guy who's not in our podcast dancing, you can hear Topic say Rise of Skywalker.
Oh yeah, wait. You hear me stutter over it for like 30 seconds.
I remember posting that and I was like, I picked Ozon picked like the worst time to dance on the podcast. We all sounded horrible.
Hey, but if you're listening to the podcast right now and feel like busting a little jig, you know.
Oh my goodness.
Send us a video. little moves. Listen
we'll make
to the
sure
podcast.
To...
We'll make a collage.
Also, sorry about 4 weeks ago whenever we posted the last episode and it like the audio exploded in your ear like 5 times.
Wait, what?
Remember that?
Oh, you remember our last episode?
Yeah, like when we were all in pain recording
I listened back and I don't think it was that bad. I was like asking people, I was like, was it like
I think, Was it really for viewers, it wasn't bad, but yeah. For us.
Well, I think we talked about how we apologize for the audio quality and now we're recording long distance like this. So
it probably sounds like completely different because all of us have like, I don't even know, different computers and everything. Yep. And this, hey, you know what?
It'll be interesting to edit. But
social podcasting, what are you going to do?
Hey, yeah. Beggars can't be choosers.
It's like being on a Zoom call. I like it. It's nice.
It's like class.
there's also a new Smash DLC character.
Correct? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, those DLC trailers are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo does a great job with those trailers.
They hype them up, dude.
You guys can't see Topic right now, but he's smiling. Because they added, once again, another sword character, which is the only characters Topic uses. If it has this ginormous sword, he's all over it.
Did you see the range on the sword?
Yeah.
It looks disgusting.
The picture of him stabbing Mario is awesome.
I really want that to pick up as a meme template.
I've seen a couple of them on Twitter. So
good.
Funny.
So good.
I hope you both realize that when I see you next in January when we start playing Smash again, I'm 100% using that all the time.
Bro, he's...
I really hope he has bad recovery.
He's got a win.
Oh, wait. Connor, have you used him yet or is he not out?
No, he's not out. That was just the announcement trailer. So my guess is it'll come next month or, you know, whatever.
Okay. You'll have probably to let him know,
wait a minute,
though.
He gets practice.
No, I don't think I'll use him.
Excellent. Yeah, a lot there can of people, only be one.
I remember, like, on Twitter before they announced it, people were scared it was going to be like a Fortnite character. I remember seeing that.
No.
They were like, please no. They were like,
they already had Minecraft.
Yeah, they already have Minecraft.
I like that. I didn't like it initially. Because I thought, I was like, what the, why are they bringing Minecraft into Smash? But it's actually kind of a cool deal. I don't know.
It's cool, but someone I would never use.
Yeah, I think I used him for like 2 days.
Imagine just playing against your friends or like a sibling. And then they go for like a normal like Smash main, like Mario, Donkey Kong, Rob. And then you're like, no. Minecraft Steve.
That's when you start to fear for your life.
No, that's when you start to worry about your opponent's health.
What are you sipping on, Keith?
I've got some coffee. I've got a large latte from Hubbard and Craven. So that place near our campus. Because I had to go take my books back today. So
dang. You. My sister had to mail them back.
Weird being back on campus.
Oh, I bet.
It sucks because, like, already home and everything, and it's great. But it's like I still, like, miss campus, like, miss being around all the boys and everything. And I drove past the senior house. So
man.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Our podcast room where we'll be – where we'll
exclusive
three times throughout the year when we post our three episodes over the course of two semesters.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Our goal for before we graduate is to get up to 10.
No, don't say that.
No, we already discussed no goals. We're not saying we're posting up this day because we can't. We can't limit ourselves.
We can't commit.
Yeah, we're bad. We're bad with commitment. So, you know, it is what it is, though. But what was I gonna say? Oh,
I forgot to film the coffee review, Keith. I got coffee, and I forgot to film it. I even brought my siblings, and I forgot to film it.
Oh yeah, you guys want a Hubbard and Craven's coffee review? No, but. It's fine. It's only like December 14th and we're not going back to like the 22nd or something. So
yeah,
we got plenty of time. So I guess that's another thing we could talk about. It's just like, I don't remember if we talked about this in our last episode, but like we had the podcast and everything. We're also just trying to make like the Instagram unique and we're just going to kind of post whatever on that.
Yeah.
And then obviously the website, which we talked about. So like reviews and stuff like that. So we could even post like food reviews on there too, or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's really like, you know, sky's the limit, because we're everything and anything under the sun.
There so it is. There got, it is. He fit it in.
There it is.
I feel like I think there was an episode, like an early episode, where I forgot what our slogan was and I started to say it and I stopped. So, but you know, hey, I got it now. So.
Practice makes perfect, man.
But how have you guys been with everything? You guys, what are you guys doing at home? Anything fun? I know Topic's doing some fun LSAT stuff.
Oh yeah, study boy.
Yeah, that's fun. But other than that, my nights go the same way. Study most of the day, mm-hmm. and then by nighttime, like around 9 o'clock, I'll play with Fergie for a while. Fergie's my dog. Shout out Fergie. Yeah.
Shout out Fergie.
Not the singer.
Dude, I've been watching so much Twitch. I don't know why.
Ew.
Like no, not you.
Twitch is Ninja. Cool. Ew.
I don't watch Ninja. God.
No, Ninja's not on Twitch.
Definitely do.
Yeah, he's not on Twitch. But educate yourself.
Get it right, gamer.
I don't want to educate myself on this.
No, it's interesting, man. I don't know. I've been watching a lot of it.
What kind of like games or gameplay are you watching?
I've been watching a lot of Cyberpunk like recently, because that's
it looks
just
so
hype.
Fun.
Dude, have
it
you
takes
seen the
up like 100 gigabytes though, so I can't get it.
Yeah. Have you seen the glitches and stuff?
Yeah, it's
so funny.
There's a lot of stuff you can do in that game that's really funny, like with your character.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks cool. No. But I've been watching Go ahead.
No, I forget what I was gonna say.
All right. I've been watching Pokemon unboxing. Like opening packs and stuff. That stuff is so hype, man.
Maybe we should get a pack. Dude, on a live stream.
I don't know, man. They're really expensive.
Oh, like to buy like the
Google
pack itself?
Google Jungle Booster Box price.
Oh, okay. I can't be that bad, right, guys? Let's check.
Just check. Just real quick.
Keith.
Yeah.
Do you remember that CNN documentary you told me about, the movie?
Oh, $600. What? $30,000?
Okay. Yeah, right, it's guys. Crazy.
I'm retiring.
It's crazy. Wait. I might get a pack with Luca and open it. I don't know. We're talking about it.
What were you gonna say, Topic?
Yeah. Sorry. background
what?
Stuff.
Oh, okay.
Background stuff. Keith, good. Do you remember that CNN documentary about the movies?
Yes. Yeah.
It's on HBO Max. So like, and each episode is like an hour and a half. Along with like those CNN documentaries based on like decades, so right now
those are so like cool. I love those.
Yeah, so like right now, I just try and watch an episode a night before bed, which they're really interesting.
Wait, what is this? I learned a lot. Explain.
It's a documentary
you've seen
series,
them, right?
CNN.
The CNN stuff.
Oh, the Tom
we
Hanks
watched,
ones.
We watched one like we
yeah,
watched
yeah.
like the 80s or 90s.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Tom Hanks one. Right?
Yeah. He also made one solely dedicated to movies. So I've been watching like one of those per night. Yeah.
Where is it on? What's it on?
Max. HBO Max.
Oh, tragic. Never mind.
Connor, you gotta cop it.
Why do I have to cop it when I can just mooch off of you guys?
That's where
you're
wrong,
man. You're not gonna be mooching. You ain't mooching off anyone.
Come on.
Nah,
come on.
You can watch it all when we go back to school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I just have to wait.
I guess I'll miss out on Wonder Woman, though. That's only for a month.
I'm sure Topic will let you borrow his password for that. I'm gonna get it too. Like I'm gonna re-download HBO Max for that movie.
I don't think. Well, Topic said they canceled free trials.
No. Like I have an account though. I can just like pay. I pay.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you're saying just pay for a day or a month or whatever. Interesting.
Which if you really think about it, it's like $15 for that movie if you're solely just like watching the movie.
Oh, like you're saying
how
you
much
pay
like
for
the
subscription?
Monthly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not bad. I mean,
no, I've definitely paid more for movies.
So are they just making? Are they just making money off of the deal then? That they made with HBO? Because you're not paying for like a movie ticket. Like, I mean, I'm just kind of thinking about this now. Unless there's ads or I don't know.
I haven't looked up like how they're dishing out the money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
all I know is everyone's still getting paid money. So, I mean, you know, somehow they'll figure it out.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's going to be an issue though, because sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say like HBO Max, like struggled to even get on some of the like devices. Like it took them forever to get on like Amazon devices.
Oh really?
They're still not on Roku, which is like a huge market. So I don't know. Yeah. They should probably figure that out before their movies come out.
You would think, right?
Or they're gonna like lose out on like a big opportunity.
Yeah, so like two big things I've read about the streaming thing is that with streamers in general is that HBO's Max's like deal with the movies. Like it's expected that Warner Brothers, HBO and AT&T are now gonna try and like fast track the deal with Roku to get that through so then they can reach those markets before at least Wonder Woman. If they like were to miss Wonder Woman, that still leaves the whole 2021 slate. And then something I don't know if you guys saw, there was an article I think on Variety a week ago. Hulu is starting to lay off some of their top executives because it's expected that within the next year or so, they're going to merge Hulu into Disney Plus.
What?
Mm.
That's huge.
Yeah, because it's like, because Disney Plus, like Disney executives are thinking, because Disney owns Hulu as well, it would make much more sense for them to be like, merge them both into one. So then you only have one place where you can go where it's like, okay, the kids want to watch Disney Channel, we'll let them watch this. Mm. And then I can go upstairs and I can go watch like something on ABC or Hulu Original.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
Oh, yeah, that's a good deal.
That's one area that Disney really is hurting, I think, is in like older content, like our age or, you know, adults or whatever.
I also thought
there's only
like
so much like nostalgia before okay.
Exactly.
I saw that like overseas, like in different countries, like Disney Plus was getting like R-rated content as well, but like still not in the United States. Yep.
Wow.
But
what,
not
what
us.
What R-rated content?
Isn't like
Deadpool, Aliens,
rated R?
Logan,
Logan,
the Deadpool movies.
One, yeah. Dude, what? Well, Deadpool, both the Deadpools are on Hulu right now. So
yeah.
So they could... I mean, that'll probably move over if they get a deal, but...
Yeah. Well, I got to rewatch
Logan. While you were talking about... Yeah, so, like, that feature, like, international, it's, like, password protected, though. So, like, your 7-year-old can't just go on and be like, oh, boy, aliens.
I think Netflix has a similar feature that you have to enter a password. I
mean, yeah, it's like kids' account and then parents' account.
I think it's still stuck on, like, my family Netflix. I have to, like, enter this password every time I want to see, like, a show or something,
Yikes.
I gotta find like some more stuff to watch on Netflix. Oh, Connor, you watched that one show, right? That new one that came out? The chess show or whatever?
Oh, Queen's Gambit? I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
I'll say this,
I haven't
though.
Started.
It's very, very... I don't know what about it like makes it interesting, but for some reason, like that show is so good.
It's got like a perfect like rating on like everything.
It like if you were to describe it to somebody, it's like, oh, it's this, you know, girl who is really good at playing chess and she learns how to play, and it's like doesn't sound interesting at all. But the way that they like the way they shoot it and like the soundtrack too, it's like really like captivating, and I can't put my finger on what makes it enjoyable to watch, but it's very good.
I will definitely check it out after Big Mouth season 4.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here.
I have to. I don't want to say I've been a fan because it's Big Mouth, but I've been watching it since the first season. So I'll watch the 4th.
Oh, that's...
But I don't know if it's good or not. I haven't. I don't even know like what it's about, but I'll check it out.
It's I don't know. The Big Mouth, the problem with Big Mouth is that it's I just think it's the same jokes like over and over again.
Yeah, it's like puberty jokes.
Right, like over and over again. Like the first season was so shocking, and I think that's why it was so good.
And if they add a new character, it's just like another form of like something to do with puberty. So, yeah, it like changes. I do like the song, though.
Oh, yeah. The song's
intro great. Song? That's a good song. But, yeah. All right. Well, I think this is going to conclude this first remote episode of Under the Sun, right?
Yeah. I think it was good. Yeah. We got a lot covered.
We'll have to see. Connor will let us know how the audio is. Hopefully it's good. I mean,
we'll see.
It was fine for me, but I don't know how it'll be on like Spotify, but hopefully it works out. Cause this is pretty easy and we could definitely do more of these episodes in the future.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. remember to check out our brand new website at underthesunctk.com. Again, that's underthesunctk.com.
Check us out on Instagram and listen to us on Spotify or Apple Music or podcast or whatever it's called. Podcast.
All right. Peace out. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
Adios.